This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Bolt with Owen Troyer.
Welcome into the Alex Jones Show. Live for you this June 13th, 2017. The thought criminal, Alex Jones. How dare Megyn Kelly interview Alex Jones, the thought criminal. It's not like the mainstream media reported on weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist that we went to war over. It's not like Charles Jaco from CNN was pretending to broadcast from Saudi Arabia when he was in a CNN studio in Atlanta. No, it's not like women crying over babies in incubators, a fake news story. It's not like the entire mainstream media falling for the Aleppo boy, which it's now come out. His father has told the story how basically the White Hats came and took him for pictures. And his father actually supports the Assad regime. No, it's not like the media reporting on that. It's not like Barack Obama telling you you can keep your doctor, you can keep your health care plan. Jonathan Gruber calling the American public a bunch of idiots. It's not like that. It's not like the Gulf of Tonkin, a made-up story to send us to war. It's not like the 28 secret pages of the 9/11 investigation that doesn't exist. It wasn't Alex Jones, the thought criminal, that told you those lies, was it? No, it was the mainstream media. So now Alex Jones is demonized because he has original thought. He doesn't go with the official story, and he goes with his gut and with his own historical research and analysis. So now there is backlash for Megyn Kelly interviewing him. I'm sure you've heard about all of this. And the craziest part about this is, to me, which really shows you the nature of who's actually impacting America. They want to say that the Russians hacked the election. The Russians hacked here. We've got news stories today. 38 new accounts where the Russians hacked. 40 new accounts. All these new things. The Russians. Meanwhile, so we're led to believe that the Russians are acting in hostility against this nation, led by Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly interviews Vladimir Putin. Nobody even cares. Nobody even knows. Nobody even notices that Vladimir Putin gets interviewed by Megyn Kelly, this guy who's running all the elections. He's affecting the elections in the United States. He's affecting elections in Europe. He's affecting all these elections. Not George Soros. It's Vladimir Putin. Then Megyn Kelly interviews Vladimir Putin. Doesn't even get a blip on the radar screen. What does that tell you about where what Americans think about this Russian scandal that doesn't exist? But then Megyn Kelly dares to interview the thought criminal Alex Jones, and you've got all the stories now condemning Megyn Kelly. As an advertiser, I'm repulsed. J.P. Morgan Chase marketing boss pulls ads from Megyn Kelly's show in wake of uproar over upcoming Alex Jones. The uproar! There's an uproar! Dangerous, hateful goon. Twitter unloads on NBC for upcoming Alex Jones Megyn Kelly interview. It wasn't even an interview. She came here to stage a hit piece. So here's all of these people are freaking out that Megyn Kelly would even dare sit down with Alex Jones. Meanwhile, they're in the process of putting together the ultimate hit piece on him. They should be glad that Megyn Kelly came here to do a hit piece on Alex Jones. They should be glad that Megyn Kelly came here for an entire day for an 11-minute segment featuring the thought criminal Alex Jones. But no! No, how dare Megyn Kelly? I'll pull my ads! No. Don't worry about the New York Public Theater that's depicting the assassination of Donald Trump that now has people pulling ads. And then American Express allegedly is not pulling their advertisements. That was something I thought was going to happen. Didn't happen. It gets a standing ovation. Oh, you depicted the assassination of the president. Oh, woo, woo. Meanwhile, Russia's hacking everything. Nobody cares that Megyn Kelly interviews Vladimir Putin. And the mainstream media interviews former Obama Democrat campaign directors, and they act like they're just random people on the streets. They've done this before. They do it again. Fake news. MSNBC pretends Obama campaign director is random woman on the street. They rig everything in the fake news. That's why they hate Alex Jones, because he's real. We'll hear from Alex Jones on the other side. He'll be back live in this seat in just about an hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is the heart of 1776.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 24 hours, according to Twitter, according to Google, according to Facebook, the number one trending story in the United States, one of the top stories in the world, has been Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones. Those two names together. Now, you would think that having this huge firestorm controversy taking place, MSM would actually interview me or would actually go to the live feeds and videos that I put out concerning the controversy. But they won't do it. Only a handful, USA Today, New York Daily News, and others have actually run with the fact that I have said to end this controversy that I think the Megyn Kelly interview coming up on Father's Day this Sunday that she did with me last week here in Austin should be shelved. Now, the reason I say that is Megyn Kelly misrepresented my views and where I stand on Sandy Hook. In the edit for the promo piece she put out, and I'm sick and tired of it, and I'll break more of that down in a few minutes. But notice the big secret here is hidden in plain view. I put out a video a year ago saying I believe Sandy Hook happened. I put out a video 2 years ago saying I believed it leaned towards the official story being at least partially true, though they had some PR firms there and were trying to exacerbate and use the crisis. As Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. And they will never actually quote what I said. They will take a devil's advocate statement I made out of context. Hillary Clinton ran ads in the campaign featuring me, manipulated and edited. It's ongoing. So imagine this. I have come out and said again in a video yesterday and the day before, two different new videos, that I believe Sandy Hook happened, and they will not run it anywhere but three publications when there are thousands and thousands and thousands. Number one story. Now think about that. That is the deception. What are they doing here? They want to demonize new media, alternative media, by misrepresenting what we say and do. They want to come in and start censoring new media and the internet. And they're using Infowars.com as the poster child for it. And if they're able to do it to us, they can do it to you. Now, some will say then, well, then why are you saying pull the interview if they're trying to misrepresent you and MSM to restrict your speech? It's because Megan is playing along with it. She's in with the Sandy Hook groups. She speaks at their events. This is all a big PR event. Having them protest her then gives it more hype and then puts it out there like I'm the ultimate demon on the earth. Imagine this. A week and a half ago, she interviews Putin, supposedly the evil mass murdering criminal, they claim. But it's okay for her to talk to Putin. Only Alex Jones is so bad. Only Alex Jones is so evil that we can't see his interview. And on top of that, we can't hear what he actually has to say. So the reason I'm saying, sure, don't air the interview is because it's going to be edited to misrepresent what I said. In the promo piece, she makes it sound like I'm saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. When I explained to her both sides of it, and I explained that I only had debates and looked at the full story, it's incredible. And so I'm tired of being misrepresented. And despite the fact I came out yesterday and said, pull the interview, almost no coverage of that, even though it's sensational. When this was the top story in the country, to have the person being interviewed to say, yes, go ahead and pull it, and almost no coverage. That's because they want the straw man, the edited straw man of Alex Jones, the doppelganger, the imposter. They want to use that and hold that up and then misrepresent what I've said or what I've done. When I talk about the 28 pages and our government ordering a stand down for Saudi Arabia that's now been declassified and the 28 pages, they say that I say the firefighters blew up the World Trade Centers. Firefighters were heroes. So were the police. They were some of our witnesses to the bombs that were in the buildings. Again, that's how they misrepresent. I point out that in the Iraq war, they staged events and lied us into that conflict, claiming that babies were being thrown out of incubators, that babies were being killed, and all the rest of this garbage. And that we can't just sit here and trust an MSM that has shown itself to be such incredible liars. Why is this happening? This is happening because dinosaur media, the term I coined, is in crisis, is falling apart. The dwindling water holes they have of corporate money are evaporating, and new media that questions their lies in real time is popping up everywhere. Just today on Infowars.com, there are tons of links to mainstream media being caught interviewing actors, interviewing political consultants, and claiming that they were just people on the street. There's new articles coming out with a little boy that was bombed in Syria, supposedly by the Russians, and his family coming out saying it was actually ISIS that bombed them. I mean, everything they say is being reversed. Everything they promote is being disproven. So what do they do when they're the fake media? They go and they pick somebody who's prominent, like myself, who supports Americana, who supports the restoration of our republic, who supports President Trump, to try to destroy his base. They try to destroy me. And they try to also intimidate all of you, that if you ever question official narratives, you will be destroyed. But I want to be clear before I go over these articles. Megyn Kelly told me I'm not going to get into Sandy Hook or any of this other stuff. You know, I might just mention it and just let you clarify. And then she interrogated me, asked me five or six times on each subject, never stopped, and then edited the promo piece together deceptively. And that's why I'm saying don't air it, because I don't want to be used in another deception to drive wedges in this country. And again, undoubtedly, for years, this whole Sandy Hook PR deal with Bloomberg and Big Money and MSM, not the families, but Big Money and MSM, clearly is synthetic, is fake, and is pushing this like it's war propaganda or something against myself and the independent media, just hammering and hammering and hammering and hammering where I stand and what I believe. It is the fact that MSM is so untrusted that the public didn't buy Sandy Hook, and there were anomalies. And we'll go over some of those, and we are allowed to ask questions, and we're allowed to investigate, because that's what a free society is based on, and governments are famous for staging things, or using real crises, but then exacerbating them, and everybody knows that. So again, all they're doing is building us up. We're getting more traffic, more viewers, more supporters. We're selling more products. We're getting more sponsors knocking down our doors, which shows how pathetic MSM is. But it also shows the fact that they are targeting people who are on the fence and don't know if MSM is telling the truth or not. They're trying to bully and intimidate anybody that asks questions. So let's look at these stories here. A new Ben Garrison cartoon based, of course, on my original term, dinosaur media. You've got ISIS working with MSM, CNN. You've got NBC. They're down here in the waterhole getting their money. And here comes Stefan Molyneux. Here comes Paul Watson. Here comes Cernovich, you know, here comes InfoWars, here comes Drudge, here comes Breitbart. And just like the meteors, just like the asteroid, just like the comet coming down and killing the dinosaurs, that's exactly what's happening here. And then continuing, this is a new story on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Fake news, MSNBC pretends Obama campaign director is random woman on the street. That's how dumb they think you are. And there's a bunch of examples where they also have actors and staged events just lately below it. Remember this, when they, on election night, had their own camera people being interviewed and claiming that they were just citizens. This is why people don't trust them. This is why people don't believe them. This is an excellent article from Zero Hedge. Alex Jones implores NBC not to air interview with liar Megyn Kelly. This article, better than anyone I've seen, I'm going to post on InfoWars.com, breaks down exactly how I feel, what's actually happened. It's from iBankCoin.com originally. It's from Zero Point Now is who posted it. This article, I need to get this person to write for InfoWars. They absolutely get where I stand. They're journalists. They actually reported on what I said. They showed my quotes going back over years saying, I don't know what happened, but it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And, you know, I believe kids die, but it needs to be investigated, and there is definitely a cover-up of the particulars. They really get it together here. Very, very important article. And they also understand it's big news when this is a top story, and I'm saying, hey, I want the interview pulled, but nobody will cover it. USA Today and a few others. Now let's continue right here with this. Again, this computer's locking up. Maybe that'll shut down here in just a minute. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are absolutely panicking right now. And when we come back from break here in a few minutes, I will get into some more of the history and some more of these articles and go over documented cases where our government claims kids are being killed when children aren't being killed. Not just the babies in incubators having their brains stomped out in Kuwait by Saddam Hussein's forces, a PR firm, totally fake. Fake video, fake photos, but so many other modern cases of ISIS rebels hitting people with nerve gas and then blaming it again on the Russians. And the UN even found that that was a staged event. So if you have these staged events over and over and over again, it's okay to question them. But the bigger question is, why are they attacking InfoWars? Why are they so desperate? Why are they coming after us? Because they're scared of the fact that we're the leading independent media, that we understand the paradigm, and that the operating system of the American reboot of restoring our republic was basically re-engineered by InfoWars and is now being adopted across the board. We are writing the talking points now for conservative talk radio, for the libertarian movement, and for so many others. We take the hit, we get demonized, we get attacked, But we don't care because we popularize it and make it safe for others, just like Trump is smashing political correctness. We'll be right back after this break with more, and then Owen Schroyer's coming up. I'm taking off a little bit this morning to take my daughter to the dentist. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. MSM, the dinosaur media, is absolutely panicking. They do not know what to do. And so now they are attempting to say that I'm even more evil than their top demon, Putin, and that I cannot be seen on NBC. That will legitimize me. No, actually, that will upset our listeners and folks that absolutely hate MSM. The only reason I would go on it would be able to reach out to people that are still in the Matrix and also experience the deception of Megyn Kelly for myself, which I did. Megyn Kelly needs the alternative media. They need us, not the other way around. She needed this publicity. And from my research, I think the whole thing is basically staged. She works with the Sandy Hook groups, and this whole protest thing is about giving her massive attention so that the interview gets record ratings for failed Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly dropped as host for Sandy Hook Group's gala over Alex Jones' interview. See, she's deep in bed with this. And Bloomberg admits he's used the Sandy Hook groups as a red shirt to wave around to demonize the Second Amendment, and then blame all gun owners for the deaths. Again, talk about a frame-up. Talk about criminal and disgusting and using these poor grieving families. Alex Jones doubles down on Sandy Hook conspiracy theory and disgusting Megyn Kelly interview because the way she edited the promo. Not what I said. I said I believed that people died. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of garbage that we're dealing with. Look, I know I'm moving fast here, and it's because there's so much evidence. Remember the British ambassador coming out and saying that clearly the false flag chemical attack a few months ago in Syria was carried out by the rebels as an attempt to get the U.S. to come into the war? I mean, think about how our government funded the Arab Spring that's killed almost a million people and put radical jihadists in power. And Hillary makes jokes about, I came, I saw, he died. Think about Madeleine Albright, who was Secretary of State under the Clintons, saying, yeah, 500,000 kids is no big deal dying in Iraq for our war. With the sanctions that Clinton expanded. Again, these are cold-blooded monsters. And then they turn around and say, we question events that clearly have big PR firms involved, that we somehow are monsters and evil. It isn't going to work. Nothing can put mainstream media back together again. Everybody knows about the baby in the incubators. Everybody knows about other staged events. Everybody knows about CNN caught staging fake halls at town halls, and CNN caught, you know, giving the questions to Hillary from the debate beforehand, and the WikiLeaks, and how they're all colluding in the fake polls. You guys are the globalists. You're the enemies. You're the people that have hijacked America. You're the threat to our children. You're the people that are cold and heartless and don't care, not us. But again, I want to encourage people to read the Zero Hedge article that breaks it all down, because they absolutely are on target with this report, where they ask the questions that the media seems so scared that I might even actually talk about if the Megyn Kelly interview aired. Why does the Sandy Hook Elementary School website have zero traffic for 4 years before the event and show it was closed? Why were there several reports of other shooters dressed in camouflage in the woods that fled, of whom the police allegedly detained? Why were porta potties, sandwiches, and fruit drinks and chips brought up and set up for the crime scene in just a few hours or so? Sandy Hook, and it just goes on and on. An FBI crime stat which shows no murders occurred in Newtown in 2012. Why didn't they let paramedics and EMTs in the building? 27 children were declared dead in 8 minutes. Why was Adam Lanza's home burned to the ground by the bank? Why have they declared all the records totally secret? These are questions the public has. They're the ones asking it. They're the ones demanding it. I've said I believe children did die there, but PR firms were involved, admittedly, hyping it up as much as possible. But there's been a cover-up, and Anderson Cooper got caught faking where his location was with blue screen. I mean, it's all there. We don't know what happened. I believe kids died. But the same media that's faking a bunch of other stuff and faking war propaganda is saying that I have said things that I never said that have been taken out of context and now won't report when I'm saying don't air the interview on Father's Day to hurt fathers and demonize men, and that you edited me out of context and that I don't want it aired. Why won't they actually report on what I'm saying? I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Coming up, Owen Schroyer in studio for the next 30 minutes. Then I'll be back in studio coming up live. Please spread the word, because the truth lives at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I want to thank Maxine Waters for bringing us in here on The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex for about another half hour. Then Alex will be back. And I will then be back also as well for the fourth hour. It's just ridiculous. The fake news against Alex Jones. I said this yesterday. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to even give it any credence by talking about it. It's just hilarious. These lefties come up to me at the Sharia protest on Saturday, and they come up to me and they start laughing and cackling like, your boss lost his kids. And I'm just standing there like, no, he didn't. They're like, what? I read that he did. Nope, not true at all. In fact, again, he's with them today. So, again, the left just totally falls for fake news all the time. No discernment, no critical thinking, no logic, no common sense. And this is the reality that I live in. I have to go on the streets and deal with these absolute zombies. And then you can call them zombies right to their face and they don't even know what to do. Okay, let's get into some of the news, though. This is really incredible stuff that's breaking today. I guess this story actually broke yesterday. And we're seeing this more and more. You had the voter fraud found in Virginia. Now you've got voter fraud. 12 Indiana Democrats charged with falsifying registration. In October, Indiana police raided the offices of the Indiana Voter Registration Project in North Indianapolis in a growing voter fraud case. So they've got all these growing voter fraud cases. Barack Obama says that voter fraud doesn't exist, rigged elections don't exist. Project Veritas exposes the crime that's going on inside the Democrat Party. WikiLeaks exposes the crime that's going on in the Democrat Party. But you know what we got today? With all of this buildup on the Democrats, who are the ones that are trying to rig elections, that's why they're blaming Russia, folks, because it was the Democrats. And we'll get more into that. That's what they do. It's a Saul Alinsky technique. Take what you're doing and then blame your opponent for doing that exact same thing. So you've got all of these Democrats that are now getting caught with these voter fraud cases. You can go back and look at Acorn. When Obama was running it, perhaps the biggest documentation of voter fraud ever coming out of Acorn. And then Barack Obama tells you he's never heard of a rigged election. As the Democrats are currently being investigated for voter fraud, as the DNC has currently been sued for rigging the election against Bernie Sanders, rigging the primary, the Democrat process. So Sean Lucas, by the way, who filed that lawsuit, he's dead. He's dead. Seth Rich, who was running the tech operations for voter rolls and voter logs inside the DNC, yeah, he's dead. He's dead, too. And then a prosecutor in Florida who was looking into illegal visas and visa fraud, he's dead. And you got all of this proof building up of the Democrats rigging the election. News stories breaking all the time. Voter fraud here, voter fraud there. But you know what we got today, folks? You know what we got today? This should sicken you. House Intel panel adds staff for Russia probe. So we're putting more funding, we're putting more time, we're putting more energy, we're putting more attention on this Russia probe, which is a nothing of an investigation. They've been investigating. They found nothing. And whatever they have found, they haven't been able to link to Trump to bring him down, which is the entire goal of this Russia investigation. But don't you see? Of course the Democrats want you to look at Russia. Of course the Democrats want more funding to go to the Russia probe. Of course they want to appoint a new special counsel, a new this, more funding. Because that takes the attention off of them. That takes the attention off the Democrats who are caught again rigging elections. Caught again voter fraud, this time in Virginia. And you wonder why this Russia probe continues to go on, folks. It is a distraction from the caught red-handed voter fraud, trying to rig, trying to hack the election that the Democrats are guilty of, folks. That's the goal of this entire thing. And so now today, everybody's praising Robert Mueller. You had Paul Ryan. He gave a speech today urging President Trump to let Robert Mueller do his job. That's what they're all saying now. We trust Mueller. Mueller's the right guy for the job. Paul Ryan says, let Mueller do his job. Deputy AG Rosenstein says, no good cause to fire Robert Mueller. So, obviously, I think Trump perhaps, or people within Trump's cabinet, were getting a little suspicious of Robert Mueller. Perhaps stuff starts to surface and circulate about maybe him being relieved from this special investigation. And so now the deep state, the establishment, the mainstream media is coming out telling you, Robert Mueller, good. Yes, Robert Mueller, good. Robert Mueller, trustworthy. To try to hedge President Trump into a situation where he feels like he can't relieve Mueller of these duties or fire Robert Mueller, because now they're going to say that, again, he's trying to obstruct justice. He's trying to hide any evidence that they might be finding in this Russia probe where there is none. And then you find this from LifeZet, Polizet. Robert Mueller stocks staff with Democrat donors. Special counsel's team includes former Clinton Foundation lawyer and contributors to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Wow. Shocking. And you think
that there's a reason for President Trump to be suspicious about a former Bushite, somebody who came up in the wings with the Bushes? Robert Mueller's investigation into this? So they have to solidify Mueller's position in order to trap President Trump into not being able to relieve him from duty. Of course, it doesn't even matter because he's not going to find anything anyway. It's just about the continuation. It's about the continuation of the narrative. It's about the continuation of the probe, the continuation of the investigation. They know there's nothing to be found. It's about distraction, and it's a psyop. As long as you keep this narrative going, even though it's not real, even though there's nothing to it, as long as you keep it going, it's still there. It still lingers. It's still a shadow that they try to cast on President Trump. And then, of course, if all of these depictions of his assassination come true, well, then you're just okay with that, aren't you? Because he's been demonized that much. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is giving speeches, and recently he talked about Obamacare. And I wanted to highlight a couple of tweets he made. In Ohio, last statewide insurer will leave Obamacare. The map's red counties are without coverage. More than 13,000 Ohio citizens will be affected. And then he also tweets out the map. Right now, a third of American counties, including five whole states, only have one choice of Obamacare coverage. You know what that's called? A monopoly. A monopoly. We're supposed to have antitrust laws against monopolies, but Barack Obama, the good liberal, comes in here and wrecks our health care by bringing in what is essentially a socialist health care system. So you've got Barack Obama who tells you you can keep your doctor, you can keep your health plan. You've got Jonathan Gruber who comes out and says, thank God the American public is so ignorant that they don't even know that we're screwing them over like this. You've got Alex Jones who calls all of this out before it even goes down, years before. He gets demonized by the mainstream media. So the mainstream media is now pushing back. They're demonizing Alex Jones. He's not allowed to do an interview with Megyn Kelly, even though it's a total hit piece, and even though Vladimir Putin just did one, and he's apparently the most evil villain in the world right now, it's okay for Megyn Kelly to interview him. But again, this is the same mainstream media, folks, that lies to you time and time again. This is the same mainstream media that has been caught multiple times pretending to interview people in the street like it's a random man on the street interview when it's a former Obama campaign person, campaign director. They do this all the time. You can go down. Paul Joseph Watson just wrote this story. They've done this before. They get cameramen. They get Obama campaign directors. They stage an entire fake news video pretending to be Muslims out there in the streets protesting for peace. They staged the entire thing. They got caught doing that again. They staged videos like Charles Jaco pretending he's in Saudi Arabia. So here's this video, though, of fake news making up a fake story about children in incubators and then trying to sell that to the American public.
The second week after invasion, I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well. I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor. It was horrifying. I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
So that didn't happen. And you've also got the mainstream media making up stories. The fearless leader has just entered the building.
I had to take my daughter to the dentist.
No, Alex, the lefties told me that you don't have your kids anymore. That's what they said. It's victory for them.
Well, okay, whatever the media says is true. And Iraq had WMDs. But no, seriously, I now know exactly what happened with Mueller. We have from the White House, the inside intel's coming up. We've got so much more breaking today, so I'll be up in the second and third and fourth hour. A huge broadcast coming up, but boy, they are really panicking. Keep going.
Well, and they should be panicking too, especially with all of these under oath testimonies that are happening right now. We're actually going to have another one today with Sessions, who is going to be having a hearing today. This is the new thing now. We build up these hearings. We say countdown to it on the mainstream media. It should be interesting to see, because everybody built up the Comey thing, that it was going to be some big bomb to drop on the presidency of Donald Trump. That didn't happen. Nobody's really talking too much about the Sessions testimony that's going to be happening. Maybe he's got a bomb to drop. But then there's this bomb that comes out of the Gateway pundit, Christina Lalia, who has done good reporting in the past. I found her reporting to be accurate every time I cover her stories on the Gateway Pundit. Report: Comey suspected of other leaks to the New York Times dating back to at least March. Now, this is key, because let's not forget, we covered this on the Alex Jones Show yesterday. There's an interesting window of timing with James Comey's testimonies and the leaks that need to be investigated. And that's from May 3rd, when he gave his original testimony under oath saying he didn't leak, to May 13th, where a day after Trump's tapes tweet, to which Comey said that he responded to by leaking to a friend to give to the media. But the story that we suspect generated by the leak came out on May 11th. So Comey would have had to have leaked or forgotten what day he leaked that to the New York Times, especially if it was after May 3rd, because that means it would have had to be between May 4th and May 13th, which is when he said he did it. But if that story in the New York Times about the secret meeting and Trump asking for Comey's honest loyalty is true, then that doesn't corroborate with his testimony. But now this story says that they're suspecting other leaks from Comey to the New York Times. So if that's true, if it is true that Comey had been leaking to the New York Times dating back to March, then he did in fact commit perjury on May 3rd. So that's why this is such a bombshell. That's why they're so afraid. And on just a total separate issue, it shows you how absurd the Democrats are right now. In fact, I got another story on this. This is how absurd the Democrats are right now, where they all cry for Comey's head. They all say Comey shouldn't have acted the way he did. He cost Hillary the election. He's not trustworthy. He needs to be fired. Trump fires Comey, and then the left comes to his back. So the total standard, the total double standard party here. But it goes on from the Daily Caller: Chuck Schumer to block arms deal to Saudis despite backing arms deal under Obama. Chuck Schumer is one of the dirtiest gangster mafia type people, I think, in our government, is Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. I wouldn't buy a pastrami sandwich from that guy if he was a deli salesman, okay? But he's a total shill. He's a total fraud. He's a total liar. And you can see it on his face right here, where he'll back an arms deal that Obama was willing to make with Saudi Arabia, but not President Trump. Now, of course, this is funny because, personally, I don't like this arms deal to Saudi Arabia. I don't think it's a good deal. This is a thing that I don't like Trump on, but Chuck Schumer doesn't like it either, and neither does Rand Paul, who actually thinks he's going to surprise people with the amount of support that he's going to get to stop this Saudi Arabian arms deal that President Trump made. So we'll keep an eye on Rand Paul and his movement to stop the Saudi arms deal, which, if he starts to get Democrats on board with him, then he actually might have some legs here. And that's what he think. That's what he actually thinks is going to happen. He thinks he's going to be, Rand Paul thinks he's going to surprise people with how much support he gets to try to stop the Saudi arms deal. But folks, we need your support. You know that they're trying to stop us. They're trying to stop Alex Jones. They're trying to shut him down. They're trying to demonize him. And he wants to expand in the face of all of that. So he is offering specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 33% off Super Blue toothpaste, the last toothpaste you'll ever use. Fluoride-free, colloidal silver, nascent iodine-infused, the most powerful toothpaste on the planet. 33% off right now, $10. $10 for the best toothpaste on the planet. If you sign up for AutoShip, which gives you another 10% discount, then it's under $9. So how do you like that? 4.8-star review, over 1,100 reviews already, and this is still a relatively new product, folks. But it's the last toothpaste you'll ever use. It's the best toothpaste on the planet. I use it personally myself. We also have another special going. Nascent iodine combined with the BioTrue Selenium, X2 BioTrue Selenium combo. This is a combo that's been popular lately, so much so it has a 4.9-star review with 284 reviews right now. You get that combo for $37.42. That is a great special, folks. BioTrue Selenium, yeah. Necessary for your health. And the Nascent Iodine, a life-changing product for me and for others out there that I know have used it. So definitely a must-have, the Nascent Iodine, right now on sale in a special with BioTrue Selenium. But go check out all the products. We've got household items now with the Emirates Essentials, deodorant, sunscreen, bug spray, shampoo, body wash. We got hats, shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how you upset the mainstream media shills like Megyn Kelly. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones has returned. He'll be in the seat in just a moment.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Well, this is rich. D.C. Attorney General suing Trump is a big Clinton and Obama donor. And this is truly rich, folks. I mean, this is a true knee slapper. D.C. Attorney General Carl A. Racine and Maryland Attorney General Brian E. Frosch filed a lawsuit against the president on Monday. Here you go. accusing him of violating the Constitution's emoluments clause by receiving payments from foreign leaders through his businesses. I'm sorry. These people, again, let me just remind you. Let me just read the headline one more time for you. D.C. Attorney General suing Trump is a big Clinton and Obama donor. Clinton, the woman notorious with her husband for taking all kinds of foreign money, cutting deals with the Chinese, cutting deals with the Saudis. I mean, this is ridiculous. And they're suing Trump, who actually has real business interests in these foreign countries, for making deals. This just shows you, folks, it doesn't even matter. They know this lawsuit won't catch legs. They know that they can't litigate here. They know they can't win. It's all about smearing President Trump. It's all about putting the narrative out there. They know there's no Russian collusion. They know there's no Russian meddling in our election that had no effect. It's all about putting that false narrative out there, keeping it in the talking points, keeping it in the mainstream, so that there's this constant subconscious conscious thing happening where Trump bad, even for the people that don't care, even for the people that don't pay attention. It's just lurking there. So then, boom, impeachment. Well, of course, impeachment. He got sued all those times. He was working with Russia. He fired Comey. He bad. That's how this PSYOP works. And it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of this James Comey potentially leaking to the New York Times dating back to at least March. That would mean he's guilty of perjury. Again, May 3rd, he said he had never leaked to media. Then he said in his most recent testimony, he did leak to media in response to Trump's tapes tweet, which happened on May 12th, which means, according to his testimony, his leak had to happen after May 12th. The New York Times story was published on May 11th. So a lot of questions already with Comey's testimony, but this puts even more questions into the air. So we'll see what goes on with that. And again, Alex Jones is going to be joining us here in 10 minutes. He's got breaking news on the Robert Mueller deal, breaking news on the entire waterfront, even as he's scrambling around today. You know, and that's the most ridiculous thing about this whole Megyn Kelly nonsense. It's not that Alex Jones gets more attention than Vladimir Putin, who's the evil world dictator controlling all the world's elections. It's that even Megyn Kelly, totally disgraced, totally discredited, all of the mainstream media now, nobody trusts it. 6% positive trust in mainstream media, according to polls. But they still think they control the narrative. They still don't get it. Now, I don't think Megyn Kelly will air any of my segment that she did with me. I think I outsmarted her, but we'll find out about that. She may just try to zoom in on my face. That's probably what she'll do, so she can't show my Hillary for prison shirt. But they don't get it. And I said this to her, and her whole crew was looking at me like I was crazy. I was like, Megan, you don't get it. People don't care what you say anymore. People don't care about your new show on NBC on Sunday nights. They don't care. They don't care if you publish a hit piece and make Alex Jones look bad. You're only going to help us. They don't get it yet. They still don't get it. Yes, Megyn Kelly says it's important to shine a light on Alex Jones. I asked Megyn Kelly, why did you go after President Trump so viciously with your comment about the Billy Bush tapes? Well, I just had to ask him how it was going to affect him, you know. But you didn't manage to ask Hillary Clinton about any of her past, did you? Did you? Magic. It's magic. It's amazing how that happened, isn't it? We'll be right back. Alex Jones coming up in the second hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months.